This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. City College of San Francisco is on the rebound after a five-year roller coaster ride of uncertainty. In 2012, the school, then the largest community college in California, was on the brink of losing its accreditation because of mismanagement. Without accreditation, there's no access to federal student aid. That's pretty much a death sentence for any college. So what happened next? Well, a lot. Enrollment plummeted, there were lawsuits, and the Accreditation Commission, its own practices came under the microscope. Today, a lot has changed. City College has not only won back its accreditation, it's now free to city residents, and enrollment is way up. Here to talk with me about those changes is KALW's education reporter, Lee Romney. So, Lee, it sounds like things have really turned around for City College. Why is that such a big deal for the Bay Area?
Well, City College is not just a school. It's really a symbolic institution for San Franciscans. I covered this whole accreditation fiasco when I was a reporter at the LA Times, and the survival of City College was really viewed as key to equal opportunity in San Francisco at a time of really widening wealth gaps for low-income residents working multiple jobs, for English learners, for people who are coming back to retrain for a second job. So the prospect of it closing was just this huge blow to the whole notion of equal access to the middle class.
So let's back up a bit. Why did City College almost go down in flames?
Well, it has to do with accreditation. In 2012, the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges, which is kind of a mouthful, put City College on a sanction that was just one step shy of losing accreditation, which was super serious. It criticized the school's finances. It said City College wasn't using student learning outcomes enough in crafting its curriculum and a whole bunch of other things. And City College was really blindsided by this, and they started working really hard to make changes, but there was just too much to do in the short period that they were given.
So City College was really at risk of closing.
Absolutely. They actually failed the next review, and they were told to make plans to shut down.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, basically, all hell broke loose, and the Accreditation Commission was mostly the target. The faculty union sued the commission, and so did San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera. Those suits accused the commission of being unfair and punitive. Political leaders at many different levels just blasted the commission, came down hard on their practices. The U.S. Department of Education, which oversees it, dinged it for not following its own rules, and there was a scathing state audit.
So it sounds like the school had lots of powerful players in its corner. But how is City College damaged by all of this?
Well, there was so much uncertainty about whether the school was going to have to close or not that enrollment just kept dropping. It ended up being 35% drop over the past 5 years, which was huge.
Well, then how did the school get through this?
They made a ton of changes. A state trustee actually basically took over. The college slashed pay and rebuilt its management. And with all the political pressure, the commission ended up giving City College a reprieve. And early this year, it passed its review and won accreditation.
But that's not the end of the story, right? Because City College is free now. Free. How did that happen?
No, it's kind of crazy. Starting last month with fall semester, it's on. It's part of this two-year pilot project called Free City. And San Franciscans have Supervisor Jane Kim to thank for this. So the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, last year, they passed this resolution basically saying, let's do this. And then they put the so-called mansion tax on the ballot. It taxes the sale of luxury properties. It's a transfer tax. And that was, you know, supposed to fund it. But so not as much of that money is going to Free City College program as Jane Kim wanted, but it's enough for the pilot.
So who gets to take advantage of this? Who's eligible for Free City College?
Well, you have to be a California resident and a San Francisco resident for a year and a day, though apparently there are some non-resident exemptions. And that's pretty much about it. Then students who qualify for financial aid can also get small stipends for books and transportation and other costs.
So are other places also doing this, or is this a San Francisco thing?
Well, San Francisco as a city is the first city to offer free community college across the board to everyone. It doesn't matter if you, what your income is, or if you graduated high school recently, or if you have to, don't have to maintain a certain GPA or have had that. Mm-hmm. But the concept of free community college is actually gaining a lot of popularity around the country. And some states have done it. Rhode Island and Oregon and even Tennessee, that was a Republican governor's initiative. Many of them have strings attached, you know, like as far as who's eligible. But San Francisco's program doesn't.
What about California? Is there any thinking that what's happening in San Francisco might happen statewide?
There is actually a state bill sitting on the governor's desk right now. It's called AB 19. And if Jerry Brown signs it, each Californian would get one free year of community college. It's called California College Promise. And the hope behind it is to create a million more workers with bachelor's degrees by the year 2030. So it's really about building a better workforce.
And do we know how it's going for City College of San Francisco yet?
We do. The school year just started, and we have the fall enrollment numbers. Enrollment in credit classes is up almost 20% over last fall. So that means more state revenue for City College, which it really needs. And of new City College students who live in San Francisco, that number, that's up about 50%. So it's obviously working. It's attracting people. And the union representatives say teacher morale, which was completely in the dumps for years, is improving. So that's good for everyone.
So it sounds like City College is out of the woods?
Kind of. Not entirely. The boost in enrollment this fall isn't enough to make up for all those big losses over the past 5 years. But there's a permanent chancellor in place. Accreditation is secure for 7 years. And the college is working on a plan to get back to what civic leaders really see as an economic justice mission for the college.
Okay. Thanks, Lee.